4. History.
I would like to discuss some of the historical events that led to the signing of the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta is the most famous document of British constitutional history and is widely considered to be the first step in what was a long process leading to the establishment of a constitutional monarchy. The Magna Carta required the king to give up a number of rights. As a result, the king had to follow certain legal procedures and to accept that the will of the king was not absolute. Let's take a look at the background to all this. By the end of the 12th century, that is the late 1100s, the English king had become the most powerful monarch ever seen in Europe. At that time, the King of England even controlled part of northern France, Normandy. All of England's possessions were controlled by barons, and the king ruled over the barons. However, when King John came to the throne in the early 13th century, he made a series of mistakes that led the barons of England to impose limitations on the king's power. The Magna Carta was the result of disagreements between King John and his barons over the rights of the king. We can identify three principal failures of King John. First, King John was not respected. This was due to the way he took power. There had been two candidates to take the place of the previous king: Richard the Lionheart, who died in 1199. One was John, and the other was his nephew, Arthur of Brittany. John captured Arthur and imprisoned him. Although there was no proof, it was believed that John murdered Arthur. This, of course, led people to have a very low opinion of John as someone who would kill members of his own family to be king. His second failure occurred when he became involved in a dispute with the Church of England. John disagreed with the church over who should be the next Archbishop of Canterbury. The fight continued over several years, and in 1209, John was excommunicated. This meant he was no longer allowed to attend church services or be involved in the church in any way. He finally had to give in to the church in 1213. His third failure was in 1214. Philip Augustus, the King of France, took hold of most of the land in France owned by the English. The English barons demanded that John retake the land. John did make an attempt, but failed. In the process, the English lost a large amount of land, and as a result, King John was given the nickname John Lackland. By 1215, the barons were fed up and stormed London. They forced John to agree to a document known as the Articles of the Barons, and in return, the barons renewed their vows to be loyal to him. A formal document was created to record this agreement on July 15, 1215. This formal document was the original Magna Carta. The Magna Carta was composed of 63 different articles. Most of these were specific to society of the 13th century, and thus irrelevant in contemporary times. But I would like to take a look at one of those articles, a very important article of the Magna Carta. Article 61. Article 61 was the most significant clause for King John. It was known as the Security Article and was the longest portion of the entire document. Article 61 established a committee of 25 barons who could at any time meet and, if they felt it was necessary, had the power to overrule the king. This could be done through force by seizing his castles and possessions if needed. In addition, the king had to take an oath of loyalty to the committee of barons. However, King John had no intention of honoring the Magna Carta, as he had been forced to sign it, and Article 61 basically took away his powers. In other words, it made him king in name only. John renounced the Magna Carta as soon as the barons left London, which threw the whole country into a civil war, known as the First Barons' War. John died in the middle of this war. His 9-year-old son was crowned King Henry III in late October 1216, and the war then ended. On November 12, 1216, the Magna Carta was reissued with Article 61 omitted.
Number 1. How does the professor explain the Magna Carta? Choose two answers. Number 2. According to the professor, how many times did King John fail as a king? Number 3. Why does the professor mention the nickname Lackland? Number 4. In which century did these events occur? Number 5. What does the professor imply when she says this?
By 1215, the barons were fed up and stormed London. They forced John to agree to a document known as the Articles of the Barons, and in return, the barons renewed their vows to be loyal to him.
Number 6. The speaker explains a sequence of events. Put the events in the correct order.